Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones. Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's happening? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Coming up in a little bit. Scotty McCurry texted me something that made me laugh out loud, and I want to play it for you guys. I'll hold off there, but it's pretty amazing. Here's a scenario I want to run by you. Lunchbox, if you were paid, you got a paycheck, comes on like a Friday or something, and it was 300 times what the check normally is, right?
Yeah.
So if your paycheck's usually 100 bucks, it's 300 times that. What would you do?
Go cash it?
Yeah.
Take the money and run? Quit my job?
Would you quit your job?
Yes.
300 times.
Yes.
So there's a guy who was accidentally paid 286 times his salary in May.
Oh, my God.
The guy got a check for $165,398,851.
Peace.
The incident came to light, but he cashed it. He ran. He quit. He jumped.
Yeah.
So I wonder what you would do.
I would quit my job. Absolutely. Quit your job, and then they can't come get you.
Well, they can always come get you.
No,
they always
no.
Do.
Because they paid you. Legally, they paid you. They wrote it on your paycheck. Okay, cool. And you know what? I decided to switch jobs. In court, what are they going to say?
That's interesting.
What do you mean, what are they going to say?
No, well, they're going to say they overpaid you, you owe us money back. But if you're not working for them anymore, is it law if they messed up that you have to give it back?
Right. If someone,
I would assume it's law. I would assume it's law, but I don't know that for sure.
It's like if you go into the gas station and you give them a $20 bill and your total is $12 and they give you $20 and 3 cents back, you're not like, well, I'm going to take that back. You can leave because they gave it to you.
The difference is they probably gave you cash at the gas station. Prove that. This is a check that there's a lot of account. I don't know.
But
accounts.
You just say, oh, I thought I was got a bonus.
Both state and federal labor and employment laws give employers the right to garnish an employee's wages, right, subtract chunks from a worker's paycheck in case of overpayment. But again, you quit the job.
Yes, you don't work there anymore.
Dang,
so
is
sorry.
He right about this?
Oh my gosh, he's convincing
you. While
you
were
you.
Employed there, it can't. No.
But if he gets the check and then leaves, garnish what?
Yeah, what are you gonna garnish this? Garnish,
they'll
garnish nothing.
Garnish any future earnings.
He doesn't work
but
there.
But it's not that you don't work there anymore.
From wherever
you think
he
they're
going
to call Safeway and be like, "I need you guys to garnish some money for Lunchbox."
Yeah, they
yeah,
would
you
know that.
Can't
or he's
call...
not working anywhere.
Yeah,
he's...
Listen, I think that they can do that. I think they can, wherever you're working, even if you go
work. You can't call him another employer.
Wherever you're working.
But
why?
But what if he doesn't work? He gets so much, he quits working for 2 years.
Retires. Golly.
Okay, fine, you're right. Garnish what?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think he's in the clear.
Oh, garnish, just...
Put a garnish on his food.
Yeah.
That's from businessstandard.com. But wow, you would take it, not say anything, and quit your job.
Absolutely.
That sounds like the greatest day for you.
Yeah, that would be so. If I woke up and I saw it, I'd be like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
You know, though, they messed up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd be like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'd look for cameras in my house. All right, cool. No, go to the bank.
Why would you look for cameras in your house?
Why would cameras make sure be I'm in not on house? A hidden camera show.
Okay.
And then I'd go to the bank.
Why would you open your check in your house?
Well,
or
because
you'd log online.
Yes, because now we only have direct deposit. They made me go direct deposit. Then I'd go to the bank and make sure that money was there and be like, all right, and call and quit.
Would you call me and quit, or would you just never be seen again?
Well, I wouldn't call.
I wouldn't call. That way you can't trace me.
So just
but
leave.
We know where your house is.
No, that's true.
Move real quick.
Yeah.
You already
sold
it.
It's going to cost him more money to move and do all of that than he got. Okay, well, I thought the story was interesting. I wonder what you would do. The rest of us would go, hey, work, is this normal? I got this check. Would you go ahead and take it out? Because I don't want them taking it back later.
Mm-hmm. I'd be too scared.
And that's happened to me before
where
I get a call and they're like, we overpaid you. We need to take it out of your next check. And I'm like, oh, crap. All right, it's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been doing some electrical work in a hospital for a few months. There's a really cute nurse there. Basically checks all my boxes for attractiveness. Seems very nice. She smiles at me frequently. We've had a few short conversations. And my question is, how do I ask her out without being weird and annoying her while she's at her job? Signed, Eric, the electrician. Well, I don't think that this is just exclusive to being an electrician in a hospital. I think this is every situation when a guy has to ask someone out somewhere that's not a bar, where people know they're about to be hit on. It's going to be awkward. It's just an awkward thing for a guy to ask a girl out. Even in a bar, or even in a wherever you go, it's still awkward. So I'm going to tell you, first of all, Eric, it's going to suck and you got to put yourself at risk and you're going to be vulnerable. It's a vulnerable thing to go like, hey, person, do you like me? Do you think I'm good enough to spend an evening with? That stinks, because you got to like open your little rib cage up and be like, here's my heart. Kick it if you want, even though it's just a date. So, Eric, I'm going to say it's going to feel awkward. How do you ask her out without being weird? Well, you can do the coward's way, which I would suggest. You get to know her a little bit, then you send her a message on social media. You're like, hey, you know, we've talked a couple times, sending you a DM. Now, if she likes you, that'll be romantic. If she thinks you're a creep, she'll be like, why is this creep messaging me from work?
Yeah.
Because it's always about how they feel about you, is if you're creepy or romantic. Very fine line between the two. So what I would do the coward's way is, if you have any sort of relationship with her at all, where you know her name, you can easily go find her, follow her. You don't have to message her immediately. I'm sure she doesn't have a lot of, you know, tons of followers. She probably knows when she gets a new follower. Follow her for a week. Then just be at work around her, and maybe it comes up, hey, I followed you on Instagram. There's a lane, you go then. But it's just never going to be easy. But that's the coward's way, and that's the way I would suggest. Lunchbox, what is your way?
Oh, it's easy. She's a nurse. Dude, you're in a hospital. Oh, my gosh, I'm not feeling well. Can you check my pulse? You got my heart racing. Can I get your number?
Oh, here with a line.
Oh, yeah,
that's funny, but that would never...
That would work. That's actually
then you
hilarious.
Get a bill. You get a bill from the hospital.
What?
For the nurse having to check your...
They put you in
like,
the ER.
I need mouth to mouth.
Yeah, something like that. Or, you know, you're an electrician, like, oh, did you see that spark? That's between me and you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a weird place to try a line, because there are going to be people around everywhere.
She
okay.
might like it.
Yeah. Guess what?
She might. But that's probably not the best place to do a loud pickup line.
I mean,
and also he could get in trouble at work for doing that.
True.
For trying to flirt or hit on somebody that works there. I don't know the rules. He could get in trouble for doing that.
He could, but you know what? Love is worth it. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I thought those were two solid A+ ways to go about it. Mm-hmm. Or get admitted and request her as your nurse. Just, you know.
Like break your leg?
Yeah, break your leg.
Take a hammer or something?
Can you request a nurse?
I don't think it's like a waiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want her section, please.
Can I be on Victoria's wing, please?
You're going to have to at some point just go and go after it. It's an awkward situation because you do work with her, but not even really work with her. You're just in the same building doing a job. a coward's way, that's what I would suggest, because there's less loss if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'd even call it coward.
I would. Pretty cowardly way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Eric, good luck, buddy. Ask her out. It's awesome. Make sure, you know, if she says she has a boyfriend, she's probably lying. She doesn't like you.
Yeah.
But go for it. Hit her up on social media. Thank you. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Eddie, present your case.
We have a big dilemma, guys. Big, big dilemma. My kids, they play in a basketball team, right? And we're planning our vacation. And in the middle of the vacation that we're planning, there's a basketball tournament that we just found out about. And now I have two kids out of the six players. So if we go on vacation and we're not there for the game or the tournaments, I don't know if that team can play.
Okay.
So now my wife is like, we have to move our vacation around. I don't know if we can leave the team high and dry. And I'm like, are you crazy? Our kids haven't won one game in 7 games.
They're Ofer, by the way.
They're
okay,
Ofer.
Got it.
Terrible. And I'm like, let's just ditch the season.
Why did you not know that the tournament was happening?
We just didn't know that it was a tournament. We thought it was just one game. But no, this is like a 5-game tournament.
Was that someone who didn't communicate that to you, or was it you guys who just didn't pay attention?
I think it was my wife just not seeing that it was a tournament. She just thought it was one game that they'd miss.
Okay, so you have vacation. If you go on vacation, your kid's team is going to suffer because you guys went on vacation.
Correct.
So should you cut or move your vacation because of a basketball tournament?
We would have to, like, go earlier or later, but we'd have to move things around. But everything's booked, man. Our flights are booked. Our hotels are booked. So this would be a big, big hassle.
Let's go around the room, Amy.
I mean, I don't think I would change my vacation for it. Heck no. So
that's what I'm saying.
She gives a heck no. Okay.
Your wife says
she wants to move it because of it.
My wife's like, hey, I don't think we should leave the team high and dry. We should really like be there for them.
All right. Amy goes, heck no. Lunchbox?
You committed to a team and a schedule. You committed. So you have to show commitment. You tell your kids they can't quit midway through a season, right? If they sign up for something.
No. Yeah, I say that.
So you're basically saying it's okay to quit when it's convenient for you to go on vacation. You have to change your vacation. It's an error on your part.
No, you booked the vacation before the team, so
that's
now
correct.
You're quitting on your vacation.
No, wrong. Amy, he said he blamed his wife, first of all, and said she didn't read the schedule right.
Oh.
I'm not blaming anyone. That's what happened.
Yeah.
She didn't read the schedule right. And I love Bones that I brought this up, and now they're fighting for me. This is cool.
Boy, that's tough. It's tough.
Right?
But I'm going to go with you should go on vacation.
Family first.
What in the world?
And I'm even more towards that because we suck. If the team was undefeated and we had a chance to win this tournament, I'd be like, let's move some days around.
There's just money involved.
Yes.
You may not get it all back. You may not.
And we only have a particular vacation window.
Yeah.
It's not like you can control, like, oh, let's just move our vacation.
You guys screwed up.
Yeah.
My wife did.
But you're a unit. Here's what I learned. Kayla and I are a unit. When I screw up, I make her take the blame too.
You're right, because there are days I screw up, and that means we screwed up.
Yeah, I'm usually the only one that screws up over at our house. I think you have to go on vacation. It's uncomfortable for me to say that. You've spent the money. You have 4 kids. You got to go on vacation.
Now, do I offer 2 more players to the team? To the
Lunchbox
coach?
And I'll play.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think you have 2 players, though, do you?
I mean, I would just kind of find friends.
Yeah,
I don't know anyone.
I think you have to let them know now, though, so they can find another player or two.
Or move the tournament.
No, this is a league tournament.
Okay.
I don't think moving all tournament.
Guys, we're not playing the park. Like, this is
even then, you couldn't move that. Okay, we're 2-1 now with us, but let's go to the rest of the folks. Morgan, what do you think?
Oh, definitely go on vacation. I mean, you're never going to remember this basketball game like 10 years from now. You will remember the vacation.
It's not like end of the season basketball.
You guys don't honor commitments? I don't understand this.
You have a commitment to vacation.
Ray. If you commit to your family, I think that's before any sort of rec league.
Love it.
Yeah, Ray?
Yeah, your kids going to the league? Are they going to play in the NBA?
Probably
not. One of them might, though.
One of them's pretty darn good.
Are they going to play in the NBA?
Probably not.
Then who gives a rip? Go on vacation.
Or are they going to get a college scholarship?
That would be great.
Okay.
I don't care about NBA.
How old is the one that might?
It doesn't matter because he's got vacation, can't take the scholarship.
That's true. If that happens, Eddie, he needs to go on vacation.
Well, now I'm torn again, guys.
No, but I tell you, I think we're all on the same page. Scuba?
Go on vacation, dude. Yeah. Screw the basketball game. He's a kid. He's a child. He's not an adult. Yeah. Move on.
Mike.
Have fun.
There's only one person that says,
wow.
So, Eddie,
I think that says
go
it.
On the vacation.
All right, dude.
Okay, we've settled it here. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're basically the Supreme Court.
Love it.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2017, Jason Bedford was in a car crash. Boom! Paralyzed. One of his legs doesn't work anymore. And they said, the doctors, get used to being in a wheelchair, my man. That's what's going
to
be.
Yeah, they said that to him like
that's
that?
That's how they said it?
My man? Get used to being in a wheelchair,
they give
my
him
man?
A high five, too?
That is not good bedside manner.
They said, get used to being using a wheelchair. And he's like, man, I'm an active dad. I can't accept that. Yeah. So he started working. Then he starts walking with crutches. Nice. Then one day he says, you know what? No more crutches. Lost the crutches. And then he's back now riding horses with his daughter.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, really?
Love that.
Yeah. My man's doing it.
My man said, hey, doctor, you want to tell me my man I'm going to be paralyzed?
That's
nah,
a good story.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to overcome the odds.
Good for him. Also good for his daughter.
Yeah, everyone.
Good for other people that are battling this right now, wondering if they even have a shot at it. That's good inspiration there. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's been chronicled on this show that when Amy drives...
Oh, it, boy.
Well, she's not the best driver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's like, yeah, of course.
At she times. Knows.
Yeah, the sky's blue. Yeah, of course.
But no, but not... Not when I'm, it's more so when I'm going really, really slow and there's objects that I hit, like poles or fire hydrants or stuff like that. Well, I'm not reckless on the road.
You'll come in sometimes and be like, "That guy, I got flipped off on the way to work.
Yes. Yeah. Mostly.
She's like, yes, yes. Go ahead.
Mostly in bigger cities that I'm not used to the highways, like in Houston. I get flipped off a lot there.
You in Houston a lot?
I was for a period of time, like back in the day. That's when I if I had to pick the city that I've been flipped off the most in, it's Houston.
Okay, so usually she gets flipped off.
Yeah.
This time though,
I got a thumbs down.
Oh, well, that's nicer.
She got a review. Is it though? That's more. I'm disappointed. I'm not angry.
I kind of thought it was cool. I was like, wow. And really, it wasn't my fault. He was just irritated that I didn't merge at his convenience. Or whatever the situation was.
No, not his convenience, at normal convenience.
But he didn't, I kind of thought, wow, he probably goes around giving people thumbs up.
I bet he doesn't do thumbs up. I bet he doesn't do thumbs up.
Yeah, maybe he gives reviews right there. And I thought, okay, I might adopt this. Like, this is a nicer way to tell someone that you're not satisfied with their driving. Mm-hmm. And at least I would prefer it. If that happened to me, I'll take the, hey.
I would think that thumbs down would hurt a little worse. It cut it a little deeper.
Than the bird?
Yeah, because bird is like,
no, angry.
I'm angry and yeah. I'm reacting quickly. Mm. But thumbs down is like, I really think that's a poor performance.
Yeah, like you've thought about this.
Yes, and you should not be driving, so your rating is low.
I prefer the boo, like thumbs down. Trust me, have you ever been flipped off?
No.
Okay. It does not feel good. So
what does that say, though?
Thumbs down is better.
I've driven in a lot of big cities, by the way.
Yeah. Houston? Have you driven
in Houston? Yeah, I've driven
in Houston. Oh, okay.
Houston
not a
single middle finger.
Are you kidding me? You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you drive like
Houston, because like I like didn't know.
Because you walk pretty recklessly, too.
Yeah, it's my peripheral vision.
Yeah, she just walks into walls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I can't see probably as well as
you.
So
should you be driving?
Yes.
She's like, I have no peripheral vision. But when you drive.
I mean, I have some, but sometimes I don't know. I've always leaned into things.
Amy, what, do you know what you got the thumbs down for?
Yeah, do you know what you did?
She said she didn't merge his convenience, guys.
Yes, I promise you it wasn't bad. And I promise you in Houston, it was because I wouldn't go as fast as they were going. They wanted to go fast.
They go and really fast there.
I had to live there for a little bit, and I was doing the radio show at our Houston station, and I would come to get on with y'all, and it was early morning hours, and people were zooming in and out, and I was like, slow down. I didn't ever look at a map.
Amy's got a paper map up while she's driving, trying to figure out.
I did it. It was hard. And
were you in the fast lane when people,
no,
and you wouldn't go fast?
That's what I deem, and I like a lot, I have family in Houston. I like a lot of people there, but I deem that
I
the
like
rudest,
a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I deem that the rudest highway.
Do you think you've been flipped off more than 10 times in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That was where my mom had cancer stuff, so I was there for a 2-year period.
Okay, don't make us feel bad. You can
also,
just say I was there for a while.
No, now I'm going to make the... No, because it would probably affect me, because it was a hard season, and I was trying to get to work.
So if one of you guys... Let me just give you an example here, because you like the thumbs down. Let's say you're doing a bit, and whatever you're on is just kind of ruining the bit. Like, I was going a direction, you guys sidetracked it. If I just give you a thumbs down...
Yeah, that would not be good.
In the middle of a segment.
I don't like that.
Now, what if I just flipped you off, though, in the middle of a segment?
I'd laugh.
That's funny.
No.
That's funny.
But that means, flipping you off means, like, I'll just say
That would be so weird.
It means French you, right? Thumbs down means French you. Thumbs down means you're not doing a good job.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever have one of those days where you get to work and you go, oh man, I didn't put deodorant on?
I keep some in my bag.
Oh, good for you. That is not today for me, although it has been before. Today is one of those, because I was in a rush, just trying to get a lot of stuff done this morning, where I'm going, dang, I did not brush my teeth.
Oh, no.
And I always brush my teeth, but I was running. I brush my teeth after I eat, and I didn't eat this morning. Therefore, I didn't get to the next layer, which is brushing my teeth.
Mm.
And then I got in and I touched the back of my teeth with my tongue and I was like, that ain't good. So
it's not smooth back there.
So stay away.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Stay away. Glad everybody's here. Let's go talk to Kate in Troy, Idaho. Kate, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Other than the toothbrush thing, I'm doing pretty good. So we're going to play a game called Never Gonna Get It. Let's go. So this is a trivia game that's very difficult. Have you ever heard it before?
Yes.
You get three chances, though. So I'm going to read the question. You throw a guess out there. That's your first chance. Then you can pick someone on the show, and they will represent you. And if they get it right, that's your second chance. And if you miss that, you can go to either a coin flip or a 50-50 with the rest of the show members. Okay? Let's play Never Gonna Get It. All right, here we go. About one-third of Americans say it's been at least 10 years since they've been to one of these family-friendly places. What is it? I'm going to read it again. Now, Kate, I'm going to ask you for an answer here. It could be anything. But about one-third of Americans say it's been about 10 years since they've been to one of these family-friendly places. What is it? Where is it? What's the deal here? Which, by the way, there's like 5% of people say they've never been at all. And that's not part of the question, but it's a little extra for you. All right, Kate, what do you think it is?
Okay, I'm going to say a national park.
A national park. It's a pretty good answer. About one-third of Americans say it's been at least 10 years since they've been to one of these. She says a national park. Is it a national park?
No.
It is not.
Oh.
Okay, so now you have four people in the studio. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, our video producer, and Morgan, our digital producer.
I got it.
They have written down what they think it is. Amy, how do you feel?
I mean, I got something down.
But you don't feel good about it?
I mean, it could be it, could not.
Lunchbox, you feel good?
I feel really good. Like when you
he
said it, I was
feels
no,
good.
Every time.
No, when
time.
You said it, yeah. I was like, where did I used to
He's
go
never
as a
missed
kid?
One until he
and then
it.
I was like, I haven't been one of those in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, what I wrote down, I went to last year. So
Eddie?
I've never gotten, never going to get
ever,
it.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Yeah.
But I think I got this one.
Morgan?
Oh, gosh.
I feel pretty good about mine.
Okay, so you hear those four. You hear how they feel. Kate, which person would you like to team up with?
Well, my original thought was to go with Eddie because he always wins easy trivia, but he says he never wins these.
He's never got it right.
Yeah. Different. I think I'm the high scorer here.
Whoa.
Amy or Morgan?
Thank you.
Yeah. Or me.
No, you're not good either. All right,
we'll
go ahead.
Go with Amy.
All right, Amy, so
I'm wondering if it's Carnival now.
Well, we can't be throwing answers out there all willy-nilly, Kate.
Carnival's a good one.
That is a good one.
Amy, the question is about one-third of Americans say it's been 10 years since they've been to one of these family-friendly places. What do you have?
A water park.
Water park. That's good.
That's good. Real good.
Anybody else have water park?
I do.
Okay.
Oh,
I
yeah,
thought
see?
Water park.
So she would have got whether you picked me or Morgan.
Okay, let's go. Is it water park? No.
Oh, yes. Well, look at that.
Now, Kate, we're down. Lunchbox, you got it?
Got it.
You still feel good about it?
Feel great.
Kate, one of two things. You can either have either Lunchbox and Eddie's answers. If either one of them are right, you win.
Ooh, that's good.
Or you can have the coin flip. Whatever you want, it's up to you.
I'm going to go with their answers.
If either one of them get it,
Kate wins not only a $50 gift card to Sonic, but also a signed book, Stanley the Dog, His First Day at School, My Kid's Book, Positive Message, which you can get on Amazon. Guys, I'm going to come to you. Eddie, you're first.
Guys, she has such good chances with the two of us. I'm going to give her miniature golf. Let's go! Mini golf!
One-third of Americans say it's been at least 10 years since they've been to one of these. Eddie says mini golf.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I don't mind that answer. The only problem is I don't think there's many mini golf places left.
Mini golf.
Well, maybe that's why. Ten years ago, they all shut down.
Mini golf! We're down to one. It all comes down to this. He's got a smile on his face. He feels good about it.
Come on, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox, what do you got, buddy?
What is her name?
Her name is Kate from Troy, Idaho.
Kate from Troy, Idaho. When you're sitting there at that Sonic and you're enjoying your cherry limeade slush, I want you to be thinking about me.
$50, though. It's more than one. Whole car full of them.
Well, I'm just saying. She'll go back for a lot of them.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah.
I want you to be thinking about me every sip you take.
What?
And then after you leave that Sonic, I want you to go for the first time in 10 years to an amusement park. Boom.
Every sip you take.
Woo!
All right, Lunchbox says amusement park. Now, Kate, I'm going to give you one final chance to go, I don't want that answer.
Uh-oh.
So you can go with Lunchbox and amusement park, or you can go, I don't think Lunchbox is right, and that will also win for you.
No, I'm going to go with that because that was one of my ideas too. So
okay, I'm going to give it, but I'm giving you the chance to walk away because if you don't hit this, I can't give you the prize. But I'm going to give you the chance to walk away right now and go, I don't want Lunchbox. I don't want the amusement park. I'll take everything but amusement park.
No, I'll take it.
Okay. Hey, Bones, question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is a carnival an amusement park?
No.
It's with roller coasters and stuff.
Let me go to the mic. Would a carnival be an amusement park? You don't think so?
One pops up in a parking lot and another
but
one
But I'm amused at a carnival.
That's true.
You know what? If it's a carnival, amusement park, same thing.
So okay. All right.
I'm going to override the judge there.
Let's go.
All right. Amusement park. Here we go.
Let's go. Troy, Her name's Kate. Yeah, let's go, Kate.
Here we go. Woo-hoo! About 1/3 of Americans say it's been 10 years since they've been to this family.
Next stop, Sonic. Here we go.
Show me carnival or amusement park.
Oh, no.
What?
Dang.
Yeah,
what in the world is it?
A zoo.
A zoo?
Oh.
A zoo.
Years.
Bah, 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 da.
Well, a few months ago.
We do not have a winner today with Kate. I did like Kate, though. She's great.
Right.
Hey, Kate, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this game again at another point. We're going to call you back and let you play again. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't win this time. You didn't win a Sonic gift card or Stanley the dog in his first day at school, but you did win another trip around the sun with us, and we'll play again, okay?
Okay. All right.
There she is. Everybody clap your hands.
Yeah, Kate.
We liked her. Here's a voicemail from Mason and Lauren in Virginia.
Morning, studio. I'm a longtime listener. He started listening recently, and he had a question for you guys.
Would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers?
That's it. I am betting him this does not make the air, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, let me think about this. Finger-sized, so that means your nipples poke out like fingers.
Oh.
Got it. Or your fingers are small like nipples.
Okay.
Let me think about this for a second. Because... Oh, that's easy. Now I think about it, it's the easiest question I've ever been asked of a would you rather. Because if I have nipple-sized fingers, I can't function daily.
Correct.
I can't grab things. You know, I like to play ball. I like to play golf. I like to, you know, do a little dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It involves a lot of hands where I come from. That's easy, right? Because, okay, what about just the visual part? Let's say you have all your function, your nipples grab like your big fingers.
Yeah.
Which would you rather have?
I guess the...
Nipples?
Yeah. I want my hands... Normal hands.
Yeah. And the finger-sized nipples, you could also just wear like one of those big Mexican
poncho
type things.
Sure. I mean, it would still poke out a little bit.
Well, you
could
tape it down.
Can you poke out the finger
as
nipples?
Unless it's not cold, you could probably tape them down. If it's cold, it's probably hard. It probably rips the tape off.
Yeah.
I appreciate that question. We love mature conversation here on the show, obviously.
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Some chefs revealed red flags that tell them a restaurant isn't good.
Is it like health stuff?
Yeah.
Like dirty stuff?
It's like things to look out for. Like if you walk in and you smell like disinfectant, like heavy cleaning smells.
So you mean chefs are telling us, not chefs going to work there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a chef is saying if you walk into a restaurant and you smell this or you see this, don't go into the restaurant.
Yeah, disinfectant smell, red flag.
I don't always like that smell because it means something's been disinfected.
Clean.
Yeah.
That means they're trying to cover up something according to the
So it's
chef.
Like cologne on a sweaty day. Okay.
Yes. Dirty bathrooms and dirty floors equal dirty kitchen.
Yeah, and it just equals people not doing the little things. That's very important too when it comes to things around your food. But dirty, I'm gonna tell you this about kitchens. If someone has worked in restaurants, they ain't never perfect. They're moist and wet and there are bugs. There's everything. It's just the environment of a warm, you don't like this word, moist room. So yes, but dirty bathrooms, disgusting.
Have you ever walked in somewhere and seen their rating and been like, oh, okay, probably not?
I don't think so because most people that have a bad rating, they don't put it where you can see it. So I think I've only ever seen the positive ratings. Have you ever walked in and seen a bad health rating?
No, I just got curious if anybody ever had that. But good point. That's probably why we don't walk out is because people don't put it on display.
Like I'd put it behind the bar, you know, eye level or so, but I'd put wine. I'd put all the bottles in front of it if it was me. So I've never seen one, yeah.
Cheap ketchup on the table is a red flag. And then if you can smell the seafood when you walk in, it's not fresh because you shouldn't be able to smell seafood.
Dang, the two things I smell and thought were good.
Me too.
And I like smelling seafood that's been disinfected. That to me always felt like the perfect restaurant. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
Well, I have signs that someone you know maybe has joined a cult. There's a lot of documentaries out there lately, and you think, well, this probably wouldn't happen to someone I know, but it's more common than you would think.
I mean, we've probably, in all of our years here, five, six, seven times thought that you had joined a cult with stuff you come in with. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
These weird doctors you go to. I know.
Okay.
Like, well, she goes to like weird doctors.
Okay. So this cult expert, Stephen Hassan, he explained the signs. So let's run through them. The person is in an especially vulnerable state.
Okay, there's one for Amy. Put that in a mark.
Check. Yep.
Okay. The person becomes close to a charismatic figure who begins to have influence over them.
That's well, yes. A few of them. Tracy Anderson. Who's the cook girl?
The smoothie
girl.
Oh,
yeah. Kimberly Snyder.
Kimberly Snyder. I can go through all these. Yeah,
she's remember when we saw her in person?
Yeah, Amy freaked out. She's like, oh! And I'm like, oh, my goodness. She puts kale in a blender. What's happening here?
Yeah, I freaked out a little too hard. So I'm better now.
Two for two. Yeah.
I brought it back down. Yeah. The person is involved in a group with religious principles that differ from the mainstream. And then the person is not able to step away from the community even for a short period of time. I feel like that's a big red flag. You know that girl, this dancer on TikTok, that her family put up that video on like Instagram?
I don't know any of this.
No, you don't. There's some dancing TikTok cult. And they're getting people.
How do I get in that one?
Well, I don't know.
All the cults? That's the coolest one to get into.
You've probably seen some of their videos. They're the most viral ones. But anyway, the family is really worried.
Is that house in LA where all the TikTokers lived?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, wow. No, that was kidding. That's the hype house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Well, never mind.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I have the most influential country trios of all time.
Trios? Let me think about this.
I mean,
trios?
It is who you
are there
think
like three?
There's five.
Three. Okay, let me think of a single trio.
Yeah.
Trio.
One, two, three. Okay, so did they kill off a Brothers Osborne?
Oh, Lady A.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Trio.
That's it though, right?
Brooks and Dunn and Johnson before they got rid of Johnson. Themselves.
You had one third at your wedding.
Sugarlanders.
Oh, Rascal
Sugar,
Flatts.
Sugarland had three. They had three.
Oh, they did at one point.
Yeah, and then she, Rascal Flatts?
Yes.
That's a good one, yeah. I guess, yes. Gary LaVox at the wedding. Sang at the wedding. Okay, give them to me.
All right, in at five, the Van Perry.
Okay, for a time. I think they're trying to come back, though.
Cool.
For their fifth comeback.
All right.
And I'm rooting for them.
Let's go.
Pistol Annie's at four.
Okay, but here's the thing about Pistol Annie's. That's not...
It's a side project.
They're real, but it's a side project, right. So I'd put the Van Perry above them, even though the Van Perry's not doing anything right now.
Lady A at three. Rascal Flatts at two, and the number one most influential country trio of all time, The Chicks.
Oh, yeah.
So I would go The Chicks. Here's the thing about The Chicks. I don't like them right now. They won't answer my calls.
I love them.
They won't come on the
show.
It's
personal.
Yeah, I like them, and I've always rooted for them and been their biggest supporter. And then it's like, hey, come on the show. And I saw them doing like other like pop shows, and they ignored us completely. Mm. And I'm like, I'm your biggest fan. My name's Stan. Come on up. And then they would just ignore me. So I like them. I like their music, but I don't like them right now. So they're off the list. Okay. I put Brooks and Dunna Johnson at number one. Yes. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Look, say you're having a bad day. You just need a pep talk, right? Well, there's a hotline now that you can call. Two teachers put it together. And you can call and kids answer and they give you encouraging words. It's pretty cool. Here's a clip.
If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3. If you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4.
Look, so teachers Jessica Martin and Ashera Wise, they started this. And since they launched, up to 700 callers were calling after 2 days.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. It's pep talk, PEPTOC. So Google that. That'll be the best way to do it.
Talk like TikTok.
Yeah, like pep TikTok. Talk. Pep talk.
Okay.
Because the numbers vary. It's just complicated. So just Google pep talk and you can find it.
Okay, it's pretty,
pretty
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you're new to the show, Lunchbox has a character that he has created called Nico Jackson. Why does Nico Jackson exist?
Nico Jackson.
No, it's you.
Oh, it's
you
me.
You tell the story about him.
Well, because it was like around election time. And I wanted to prank call my dad to see if he would just answer the phone. You know how we always talk about people getting scammed? And so I wanted to do a survey as a person from the voting committee or whatever and ask him if he would vote yes on certain issues. So I just came up with Nico Jackson.
And we think it's because Nico Moon was in the studio that day.
That's correct.
That he did the prank. And Jackson is from?
I don't know.
Just a generic last name?
Just generic Michael. Last name. Common.
Yeah.
No, not Michael.
So, so but the voice. When you do Nico.
Hello, guy. This is Nico Jackson.
What did that come from?
I just had to change my voice so my dad wouldn't hear it, so I just this is what came up, you know?
In your mind, how old is Nico Jackson?
Nico's in his 70s. He's kind of older. He takes life a little bit slower now, maybe missing a few teeth.
So now Nico works for the prize department of the Bobby Bones Show, and you called a listener?
A listener that had won a $500 gift card from Home Depot, and so I just wanted to call him as Nico Jackson to let him know that, hey, he won.
Okay, here is Lunchbox calling John in Virginia as Nico Jackson.
Hey, John, it's Nico Jackson from the Bobby Bones Show prize department. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I listen to him all the time in the morning.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm Nico Jackson. I'm just an intern here. I'm retired, you know, and I just kind of spend my spare time up here with these guys. And we wanted to call and tell you, you know, we got your voicemail and we found out you're a veteran. Is that true?
22 years.
That's what I'm talking about. As a thank you, the Home Depot wants to give you a $500 gift card.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we thought, you know, this guy's a good old fella, and then you do some ballroom dancing, you said. Is that the truth?
That's true. 20-some years plus.
Yeah, okay. And so then what do you do in your retirement now? Just hanging out, watching the sunset, or?
Yeah, excuse my face, but whatever, I damn well please.
That's what I'm talking. Hey, I love it. That's what you deserve it after, you know, beating cancer and then serving in the military, you know. And we appreciate your service. The Bobby Bones Show, Nico Jackson personally, and the Home Depot says thank you, sir. And you got to be looking for that in the mail.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
There's just a couple things. Your throat got really gross.
There was something in there.
And his accent is changing.
And then he gets out of character and turns into somebody else.
It's like Southern, like some old man from Georgia.
Georgia. But even
it's
Lunchbox.
Almost like Foghorn Leghorn a little bit. I say. But he just keeps that. I say.
Uh-huh. Sometimes Nico Jackson gets a little tired.
Of holding your mouth like that?
Holding my mouth like this. And it was a long conversation with that guy there.
It was 60 seconds. I'm looking at the whole clip.
I know, but try doing your mouth like this for 60 seconds. It's a tough thing to do.
Well, congratulations to old John from Virginia. $500 Home Depot gift card. He left this voicemail that I'm going to play here, but he was a veteran, and we wanted to reward him. Here's the voicemail he left on the studio line.
I will be 75 years old, and on the 29th, I will be a 54-year survivor of thyroid cancer. I'm retired from the military after 22 years, and I worked for the Richmond City Police Department as a civilian for almost 17 years. And I do ballroom dancing as a hobby. Hey, Bobby, tell everybody hello in the studio. Take care.
Loved it. Glad to reward him. Nico, good job, buddy.
Thank you very much. It's great to be an intern here sometimes. You reward people with some gift cards.
Okay. Let's go over to Amy now and get in the morning corny.
The Morning Corny.
People said I'd never get over my obsession with Phil Collins.
Okay.
But take a look at me now.
What?
I mean, Morgan, do you get that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you have to be older to get that.
No.
Phil Collins was an artist from the 80s, and he had a song, but take a look at me now. Nothing?
The only Phil Collins song I know is from Tarzan.
Yeah.
I have a more up-to-date musical one.
Okay.
Like the kids
Why don't you start with that one?
Well,
then?
Go ahead.
Post Malone had to cancel his tour.
Okay.
Does that make him postpone Malone?
No, that's funny.
Why'd you say that one?
That's a good one, Amy.
That was the Morning Corny.
I liked them both.
Okay, there you go.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A.
I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had Scotty McCreery on Friday's show, and Scotty has a brand new song. It's his newest song. It's about to go number one, called
Damn Straight.
Right.
Damn Straight.
I don't say bad words, so I don't say the name of that song ever on this show or the countdown. And so we have him on. I'm like, Scotty, I can't say the name of the song. Why don't you do Dang Straight for people like me? And we had a good laugh. And good time was had, yeah. Right. Went home for the weekend, had a good 4th of July. And I look at my text, wake up this morning, and Scotty sent me a version of Dang Straight.
Stop it.
Do you want to hear him record it?
Yes.
All right, so here is Scotty McCreery playing Dang Straight.
This one's for you, Bobby. Dang Straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, because I'll get to missing her, then the hurt gets worse. Dang Straight. I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, my heart gets broke in half. But do I wish I could get her back? Dang straight. Dang straight.
Pretty fun, huh?
That works.
Yeah, it works.
It really does.
Now I got to get some other changes. And Little Big Town Changers, the heck yeah. I got all these requests now. I need all these versions that I can actually say on the radio.
That's funny.
So, yeah, Scotty McCreery's funny. Sent that to me. Thought I'd share it with you guys. So Amy's been coming in going, I still itch. Because you got what?
I got a tick bite.
How long ago at this point?
Oh, 7 weeks for sure.
Crazy.
It still is a raised bump on my arm, and it itches from time to time. Not always, but I don't know, in 5 minutes I might be like, oh gosh, I have to scratch it.
And so for a long time you thought possibly it could be Lyme disease.
Well, I don't know. That's just naturally you hear about it. So I thought the minute I saw the tick on my arm, which I thought was a freckle, when I looked in the mirror, I thought, well, look at there. I got a freckle overnight. And then I look closer and it is a teeny tiny little tick stuck in my arm, sucking me alive.
Oh, it was still the tick. And that's a weird thing to say.
What?
Yes, it sounds
sucking
weird.
Sucking you alive.
That's
yes.
What I felt like. I was like.
So the freckle wasn't a tick bite. It was a literal still tick dug in.
Yes. And I had to pull it out.
So you kept it?
I kept it. I Googled immediately what to do with it and said, put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in your freezer. So I've had it in my freezer the last 7 weeks.
And because it's still bothering you, you then mailed it off?
Well, I decided why not get it tested. I went ahead and I had taken some doxycycline to be preventative. Multiple people told me to do that just to get ahead of it, just in case it was infected with Lyme disease. Well, now I just want to know. So I mailed it off to some iGenex company, the specimen processing department, and I wrote them a check, and they're testing.
What's it cost to mail them a tick?
Don't even
over $100.
Under.
Oh, under.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Under. I figured.
I thought she was going to give us some crazy.
For my health and wellness.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems worth it.
I'm with you.
It seemed a lot for a teeny tiny little bug.
Yes, but it doesn't seem a lot if your mental health is not good because you're always worried about possibly you being sick.
Correct.
So you mail it off with $75 or so, and how long until it gets back?
Don't know yet.
Are you sure this is not a
scam? Oh, no, she got scammed again.
Scam.
Amy.
I don't know yet. I thought Dr. Bobby might know.
Well, I don't know who you mailed the money to. Come here. Let me see your tick bite. Let me lick it. I'll be able to tell by licking it.
The specimen processing department. They could test for all kinds of things. I only tested for Lyme disease because every test was $75.
When you get it back, please let us know. But they didn't give you any sort of indication. 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Did you have any proof of purchases with anything?
No.
No? Okay.
I handwritten check in an envelope with the tick and sent it via FedEx.
Let us know when you get it back. Do you expect it back in the next couple of weeks?
I hope so.
So you do not know. Okay.
She got scammed.
It's a scam?
I hope so. Yeah,
maybe. I think so too, maybe. You haven't been scammed this week, so it's about time.
No, she's the paperwork, everything from the website looked very legit.
Yeah, when you gave all that money to that dude who cried at your door with you, that website looked legit to you as well.
I kind of had putting that out of my mind, and now you have reminded me, and I literally cannot believe how sophisticated that scam was. I got in my own
house. Getting get again.
In your own house. They came to your house and scammed you.
Yes.
They were annoyed you weren't looking for scams. They came to you.
I mean, that was crazy.
Okay, so we'll hear from you in the next couple weeks about this. Let us know when your tick results come back. We're praying it's not Lyme disease.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's nothing, because the percentage of it actually being that is slim, but then, of course, when Lyme disease is forefront in your mind, you start seeing all these celebrities and different people randomly that are like, oh yeah, I have Lyme disease. And I'm like, wait, what? That's crazy. And they all got it from a tick bite.
We'll hear from Amy soon. Okay. We'll play Scotty, or we won't. 6 months from now, she'll be like, I haven't heard from them.
Oh man.
But they've cashed the check. They've asked for another payment because apparently their uncle's a Nigerian prince and needs to move some diamonds. That's what it's going to be. Hello, friends. Welcome. Hope you guys had an awesome 4th of July. It's now time for your big stories.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Well, we got a good idea of how in-demand Stranger Things is. Netflix crashed all around the world as millions of viewers tried to stream Stranger Things 4 Volume 2, the episode that everybody's looking forward to. I mean, again, Netflix crashed. I've never seen Netflix crash because of consumption. I've seen it crash because my internet sucks. And that happens about once every 3 or 4 days, and I have to call the company, and they come out, and they're like, we don't see anything wrong, and they leave. 3 days later, it crashes again, and I'm like, I was sure we would crash while they were here. It's like when you're going with a car. Making the noise. Well, let's do it. I don't hear anything, man. I leave. It happens again. But anyway, Netflix is down. At least it was temporarily while people all tried to watch it. Anybody watch the new season?
Nope.
No? Nope. Never seen it.
Mike, you have? Is it as good as the demand is?
Yeah, this is the best season yet.
Is it because it's ending and they're tying up ends?
No, it's just so much action and it's more like horror, so I love it.
Is it ending though? Is this the last season?
No.
Oh. No.
I thought it was. The kids are like 30.
It looked at you were.
In Singapore, there is a beer made of recycled toilet water. It's called New Brew. It's a blonde ale. It's made with recycled sewage. People say it tastes really good. Now, let's say you really enjoyed the taste of it, and you didn't know it was sewage beer. You're like, dang, this is the best beer I've ever had. And someone's like, well, that's recycled sewage. Would it keep you from drinking it?
Or yes.
It would. So even though you loved it, and it's completely recycled and safe.
Yes.
You'd not drink it anymore?
I don't want to know that.
Lunchbox?
No, I'd drink it. No problem.
Safe, it's good. Recycled.
If it's good, it's good.
Your water bottle recycles sewage every day, right? The one that you
absolutely
have there?
Absolutely.
He pushes the button, and all of a sudden it's recycled.
Filtration process.
Yeah, I saw him put water in it the other day, and he pushed top of it, and he opened it up and drank it. It was wine.
Really?
That thing turns water to wine. Only one other person's done that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Eddie?
You know what that is. I don't think I could, man. No. Once you tell me it's recycled toilet water, I'm out.
That's from the Seattle Times.
That's but gross.
I read that it's sold out at restaurants, so people obviously don't have a problem with it.
A cop in New Jersey is in trouble after using his department's resources to dig up information on a woman he saw on OnlyFans.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
A police officer used what was at the police station and all the computer in Florida to look up a woman from the site. Patrolman Kevin Bohn, 41, pleaded guilty to recently using and misusing a police database to search for information on a woman and then falsifying police records to cover his tracks. I mean, he must have saw something about her he liked.
Now, he can't be the only person who's ever done
this,
right?
I bet this happened all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I had access to this stuff. I'd be using it constantly. Uh-huh. Not on OnlyFans. I've never even been on OnlyFans. Lunchbox has peeked over there a few times.
Yeah, OnlyFans. I've checked it out. We subscribed to one girl for a while.
Wait, what?
Who's we?
A group of us.
What?
Hey, at first I thought it was him and his wife.
Wait, hold on.
No.
You and some buddies subscribe to a girl on OnlyFans?
Well, no. Well, my buddy's wife.
Now he's trying to walk away from it?
No. It was a group of people.
Let's just say.
No. It was me and my wife and then another buddy and then some buddies' wives. We subscribed to one girl that we all used to be friends with that moved to L.A. to do OnlyFans. And we were like, what in the world? When we discovered this, we were like, we have to see it. So we subscribed and we shared it just because we would laugh about, oh, my God, did you see what she posted? We only subscribed.
So you would subscribe and pay money monthly.
For 1 month. Maybe two.
So why the second?
Yeah. So you would get pictures of what?
Oh, we'd get videos of whatever she was doing. And we would just be like, oh, my God, did you see what she did today? Like,
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
No. We were shocked because she was in our group of friends. And then she just...
Well, why didn't just one of you subscribe?
Well, yeah, that's what you did. Well, you had to have it under one email.
He stuttered a lot. And he mentioned all his buddies. Yeah. And he's like, buddies of milk.
What I'm saying is we would all pay like $6 and into the pot and one person would subscribe and then send it around.
That's too complicated.
You can't even work your iPhone. And all of a sudden you've got a pyramid scheme to take down OnlyFans.
This girl... used to be in our circle of friends.
Was she like naked and stuff in the videos?
Yes.
And you guys would all be like, that's so funny. I bet you weren't doing that. Funny.
Yes. We were just like, we cannot believe this because she had a child and she dropped her child off at her parents and said, I'm moving to LA to become an OnlyFans person.
Did she make a lot of money?
I don't talk to her.
But to be able to move.
When Lunchbox lies, he looks away and then like does big movements with his hands.
Uh-huh. Literally, I don't talk to her. Like,
you subscribe to her and who knows what else.
Can you chat like on the thing?
It's me, Lunchbox.
Guys, I am telling you, we did it as a joke.
It's me, Skinny and Hairy 69.
This is how it happened because we were out to dinner for someone's birthday in the group. And we started talking about it. We're like, oh my gosh, someone said, did you know she's on OnlyFans? And we're like, no way.
And by the way, OnlyFans, again, is a site where you can subscribe to people who, if you subscribe, they'll send you like naked stuff.
Yes. And we were like, and we looked it up and she was. And we were like, oh my God, I'll put $5-6. And we all put our money in and we subscribed because we wanted to see the material.
And how much was it for a subscription?
It was $38 for the month or something, like $38.99.
But why the second month is what I don't understand. Once you saw what she was doing, you're like, oh, that's crazy.
Why not cancel it immediately, like after one or two, and be like, well, we can't believe it.
Like, you saw one, that's enough. But you kept going.
I said we went for like a month.
I subscribed myself.
Maybe two.
For further investigation.
It was a few years ago. I don't know if we did the second month or not, but
you
I
don't
remember.
Know. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Your Honor, I don't know if I did the second month or so.
So it was a big group of us, and so we all got
what
a good laugh.
The original
a
story.
A good laugh. Okay. I don't remember. Oh, a cop was looking up somebody on OnlyFans. Okay. Looking up information.
Okay.
Here's something for, this is just wild. So let's say you go to Disney World, and you're like, dang, this is awesome. And you're like, I want to go on a Disney cruise next. And you go on the Disney cruise, and then you go, and there's a drink you can buy on the Disney cruise for $5,000. It's a Star Wars drink. Passengers on the Disney Wish cruise ship have a chance to visit the Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge and treat themselves to a tasty Kabur crystal drink for the value price of $5,000. As for what's in the cocktail, Disney's keeping it a mystery, but we do know it is served with some kind of Star Wars-y robotic device that pours out dry ice. That's all they know. It's $5,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's insane.
Too much.
That's an
for
insane
a drink.
Amount of money. Me and my buddies.
Yeah, you'd have to split it and take a little teeny tiny
That's
sip.
What you split with all your buddies.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the OnlyFans
not
account.
Not a $38 OnlyFans account of somebody you used to know and then keep it going for a month.
Okay.
You still have it, don't you?
I don't still have it.
I don't still have
way.
It.
Yeah, he started again.
All of a sudden, Daffy Duck.
Man.
All right, a woman's gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park in the second incident Ooh. In 3 days. A 71-year-old Pennsylvania woman was gored by a bull bison at Yellowstone National Park, making the third such incident this year and second in 1 week. That's crazy. I wonder if people are just trying to get too close for pictures.
Right. Are they messing with them?
My natural instinct is that people aren't being attacked by wild bison. It's that wild idiot people are trying to get too close to bison, and bisons do what bisons do. And that's if they're scared or threatened, they then act out like we would as well. I don't know that that's the case, but that's what I think. But she was gored, second woman in 3 days. Wow. All right, that's your news. Thank you, guys.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
We're halfway through the year. Here you go. My favorite shows of 2022. I'm going to put Ozark up there in my top three. Ozark season 4, part 2, because they split it up into two parts.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been watching that show for a long time, and it wrapped up, and I was sad about it. I liked it. I liked how it ended. It's tough. It's tough to like an ending because you've invested so much time in the characters that they almost can't do anything right. Because if it's all like, oh, what a happy ending. I'm like, well, that's kind of kooky, kind of corny. But if you're like, oh, what a terrible ending, you're like, oh, Game of Thrones sucks. But I thought it concluded in a way where I felt fulfilled. How about that? You're not supposed to like how things end. Life is, you know, life doesn't always give you what you want. But I liked it. Ozark, I'm putting that there. I'm also going to put Peacemaker from HBO Max on there because I didn't expect it to be so funny. Hmm. It's a superhero show with John Cena. Oh, I don't think it's for everybody. A little vulgar at times, but I like superheroes, and it's hilarious. So I'm putting Peacemaker up there, and I'm also putting Winning Time, the LA Lakers story about Dr. Jerry Buss buying the team, and that whole season finished. I thought it was really cool and refreshing and old school. Sports, it's all the things I like. So I'm putting that up there. And then maybe Righteous Gemstones season 2, because that's really funny.
So funny.
But I don't think that's for everybody either.
I mean, you might not think it's for me, but I laughed out loud a lot.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's so funny, it's as so long funny. As you don't take it super serious.
Right.
That's correct.
And then all Arkansas sports. All right, there you go.
Okay.
That's my deal. Amy, do you have a top show, though? For the year 2020?
Well, I got to say, I'm really glad you brought back up Winning Time because I forgot about that one and I was liking it. So I probably have multiple episodes to get to go catch up on.
Oh, you haven't finished? Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, okay. I'm so glad you said that.
Show of 2022.
Gosh. I would have to put Ozark
yeah, it's good.
In there. Some of my favorites.
Eddie? Well, you took mine. Winning Time, dude. I mean, I don't even care about the Los Angeles Lakers, but the story of Magic Johnson and all that going on, like, and the way they shot it, like it was 1970. Mm. So cool.
And the fact that they used in some of those shots actual old cameras from that time.
Yes.
They had to find it and figure out how to reshoot and transfer it, but they did, so it looked so old.
Oh, that was so cool to me.
Lunchbox?
Oh, the only show that I have finished this year is 30 Rock.
But that's not but new.
But
that's the I haven't
no,
watched.
You've watched.
You don't have
show.
To finish it. You just, any show you like really. Amy hasn't watched. Finish Winning Time.
30 Rock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Three's Company.
Huh.
I haven't. Well, I guess I've watched Righteous Gemstones seasons 2. So I guess that would have to be it. That's the only new show that I've watched. My wife, we watched Succession, whatever that is called.
That's good.
But we haven't started.
What's it called?
Succession. Succession.
Succession. Yeah.
Succession.
What did I say?
Why is he having trouble?
Go ahead.
Then Ozark. We haven't watched that either.
You
because,
need to.
Well, I know, but she's like, I don't want to watch it at nighttime because it's so dark. I don't want to watch something dark at night. And I'm like, well, when else are we going to watch it? So we haven't watched anything good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know.
What was that show that you watched?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, but season.
Succession.
What?
Succession.
Yeah.
The one on HBO.
Yeah. And what's
with
that
the
about?
Family.
What's that about?
it's about like the power hungry family. They're like a media company and the kids are trying to overthrow the dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's called what?
Secession.
Secession.
Like in the documentary category, The Way Down.
Oh, The Way Down is so good about the cult.
It's okay, that was a good one. That was really good.
7 miles of my house.
I drove by again the other day.
You did? You looked at the church?
Yeah, of course, every time.
They put out the new episodes this year and about the plane crashing and crazy that I live so close to that. And
can anybody just go to that church?
Yes, Ray did, and then he got followed out.
Yeah, it was creepy. Don't do it.
No, but you mean like attend.
Can I just show up?
Try it.
I don't know, man.
That would be awesome.
Dude, what if he gets sucked in?
Oh, trust me.
We lose them forever.
No, but everybody said they're not getting sucked in. Next thing you know, they're in it, baby.
Or do you have to be invited to come?
Invited to church, so you can go to church.
Just go on Sunday.
Like, you say, oh, I'm visiting from out of town, so this was
church. You're what, from out of town?
Visiting. What did I say?
Secession.
What is going on?
What did I say? What was wrong with that?
But maybe you go to church on a Sunday after on Saturday night you reinvest in that show that you like.
Secession.
Yeah.
Am I not saying it right?
I don't think so.
Succession.
What did I say?
Secession.
Did you not just say the same two words?
Okay. So when you hear secession and succession,
stop it.
That's the same thing?
Say it one more time.
Succession.
Okay. And what was that? What did I say you said?
You say it.
Secession.
No, boy.
Say success.
Success.
And then say shun.
Shun.
No. Say it together.
Success. Shun.
It's like teaching a kid how to talk.
Okay. We're going to do Rosetta Stone English.
That's amazing.
Say success and then add on the end of that as one word. Shun.
You can do it, buddy.
Success. Son.
Oh, boy.
That's why I just...
Do it again. Success.
Success.
No, hold on.
Oh, hold on.
No. Don't repeat that. Don't repeat that.
Sorry.
Okay.
Success, and then say shun.
Success, shun.
Now say it as one. Go.
Secession.
Oh, boy.
Stupid.
Son. So, son.
Okay.
This can't be real.
No way.
And you know, sometimes people will go, do you guys have a script?
No.
And we don't have a script?
No.
But this would be a time where we go like, there's a script in front of him and he's doing some sort of Abbott and Costello bit. All right.
And he got to you. Now you can't say it.
Yeah, I can't say bit. Okay. Succession.
Succession.
Oh, you said it worse.
Well, I tried to say it. I tried to do the sun at the end.
Say it slow. Succession.
Succession. Sun. Sun.
Shun.
Shun.
Succession.
You can do it.
Well, you said...
No.
Say success.
Success? Like you shun someone. Succession. No, not sex.
Oh, boy. It's going the wrong direction now.
Okay, we've done this bit for way too long.
Go ahead. Come on.
Success, son.
No, shun.
Boy. Oh, success.
Shun.
Shun.
Yes, like if you have success, then you shun someone. But say those two together.
Success, shun.
Now, you don't have to be so hard on shun.
Well, you just told me I had to say shun.
It's a dramatic pause.
Right. It's like, success,
shun.
Okay.
Succession.
See... Now you're saying shin.
No,
succession.
Success. Say succession. Just say it like that. Succession.
Succession.
Okay. That works.
All right, whatever.
Just
tell everyone that.
Hey, good job,
buddy.
You
know how when you say a word a lot, it just starts to make no sense, and it's like to me now that's happening. Like succession seems
succession.
So weird.
Succession.
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 Hey!
A little hard on shun, but you got
that's
it.
That's good though.
Yeah. Around the room, Eddie, you go first. Go.
Succession.
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 Hey, that's
your best one. All right, let's play this song. Nice job, Lunchbox. Hooked on Phonics worked for us. Here we go.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eddie sent me this and said, I don't think Lunchbox knows what he said. What did he say in this clip we're going
to
play?
So when you record a commercial spot, it's like you send it off and then it's good to go. And then they send it to whoever plays it across the radio.
So let's say you recorded a commercial.
Yeah.
They would take it and they would listen to it. You go, okay, we like it, and then they send it to the stations.
Yes, but when you record it, you know if it's good, and you're like, all right, this is good to go. You give it to the editor, and off it goes. Well, this was in the pile of ready to be aired, and this is Lunchbox doing a diaper commercial, and he thinks he nailed it.
Wait, but ready to be aired, like, it was checked off by Lunchbox?
Oh, Lunchbox said, this is good to go, ready for air. And what he says in this commercial, I mean, it says that he lives his life in a very interesting way.
Do you know anything about this?
No idea what Eddie's talking about.
Do you know anything about this?
No, but
how do you know about it?
Kevin, the one
that edits the audio, sent it to Eddie, must have what happened.
Kevin goes, you got to listen to this.
I like it, Kevin. I like it, buddy. Okay. Kevin, our editor in the back room, doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, he is.
I haven't heard this yet. So it's for a diaper commercial?
It's for a diaper commercial.
Would you play it, Scuba Steve?
You want reliable, leak-proof, and things that allow your baby to move. That's why I made the switch to Pampers Cruisers 360. Because my baby Box 3, can go 12 hours. And guess what? With the 100% leak-proof diapers, I can go in the morning and there's going to be no mess.
You can go in the morning?
So he uses the diaper.
I can go in.
So you can go how many hours after doing it?
He still doesn't get it.
It sounds like you're the one using the diaper. I can go in the morning and there'll be no mess.
Or are you speaking for your baby?
It says I go in the morning. Like, I go in.
No.
There's he said, I go in the morning.
Would you play the back? Just play it again.
And guess what? With the 100% leak-proof diapers, I can go in the morning and there's going to be no mess.
Yeah, I can go in the morning. You may have said it, and listen, I speed talk. But it sounds like I can go in the morning and there's no mess, meaning you're wearing the diaper, you can go, and there's no mess around.
No, I said Baby Box 3 can go 12 hours. And I go in the morning, and he doesn't have there's no mess. Like,
I think that's what you meant to say.
You need to say, I go in the morning.
Yeah.
But you only did one.
I go in the morning. One final time.
I see what you're saying. I was like, I don't even know.
Go ahead.
You want reliable, leak-proof, and things that allow your baby to move. That's why I made the switch to Pampers Cruisers 360. Because my Baby Box 3, can go 12 hours. And guess what? With the 100% leak-proof diapers, I can go in the morning and there's going to be no mess.
But you probably could. You could go in the morning.
Probably. I probably could.
You should try it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was confused. I was like, I don't understand. Yeah, I go in.
One
but
more in.
Yeah.
Go
add, in. It's in an the extra morning. In. Just edit. I can go in the morning.
You can say go in.
I can go in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I got
it's
you.
Comma. In between the two. I can go in, comma, in the morning, comma, and there's no mess.
Okay. Yeah, Eddie's acting like that was great stuff. I didn't think that was that funny.
You didn't think it was that funny?
It sounds like
that was funny.
Stupid bit.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, I'm going to need you to send me Eddie's commercials from now on, because I guarantee you there's a lot worse than that.
So here's some audio, a prank call that Lunchbox did. Different audio. We can celebrate him for a second.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Do we have a clip of Tim McGraw's song, 7500 OBO?
7500 OBO.
So you may have heard the song. It's Tim McGraw. It's, you know, top 10, top 5 at this point. Lunchbox is incorporating this song and lyrics into a call. So we called a car dealership. And so some of the lyrics used, got an 06 stick shift, dark blue, F-150 in good condition. Got 119,000 miles. And it just goes through all that. Let's see how we feel about this. And Eddie, if you don't like this bit, tell him.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Hi, thank you for choosing. This is, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about the 06 F-150, and it says in good condition.
Yes.
I don't need it to take me cross country. I just need it to get me from point A to point B.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How many miles on it, do you know?
It has 205,000 miles.
Oh. Man, I thought it said 119,000 miles, but maybe I heard it wrong. But I did see that, you know, 7,500 OBO, so would you take 6,000?
Ours is listed online for 7,900.
Oh, well, I heard it on the radio. Listen on the radio, it said 7,500 OBO.
It's 7,500 OBO.
Like, I heard that right.
Oh, no, we don't have a commercial on the radio.
Yeah, it plays once an hour, and it's talking about the, you know, 06 F-150. Sitting on 33s, get you from point A to B, and it's 7,500 OBO.
It's gotta go, so it's 7,500 OBO.
This is what I hear every hour on the radio, and
I mean, that's not for our dealership.
I mean, do you not have an 06 F-150?
I mean, yeah, but yeah,
well, then there you go. That's exactly
it's not
what
listed at 7,500.
That's exactly what this says. Listen.
It's gotta go, so.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
I think Amy thought it was really funny.
Yeah, she was laughing.
Eddie?
Yeah. Oh, this is terrible, dude. Terrible bit. I don't even know why we did it.
No, Eddie, you know why Eddie doesn't like it? He felt uncomfortable.
Why?
I heard him like cringe because he felt uncomfortable.
Why does he feel uncomfortable?
It makes me uncomfortable when he doesn't even let them talk. Like, they're trying to, OVO, no. Oh my gosh, it's too much for me.
See, that's what I'm saying. That means it's good.
It's fine. It's pretty good. If I don't know the song well enough. Like, it's not, you know, a really classic song where I knew all the lyrics. And I know you're using the lyrics, but I was like, oh, F-151, good condition. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I was just taking the lyrics from the song. Yeah, yeah. I mean, top 5 song, I thought that was big enough to make, you know.
Yeah. What do you give it? Rate it. Grade it.
B+.
Okay. C+.
Go back to the drawing board, F.
Oh, whoa.
Eddie,
back to the drawing board.
Okay. They just hate
go
on
back,
each other.
Go back, do your homework again, bring it back.
Any better song?
Yeah. Okay. See, please.
Well, you tried Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you rate it?
Oh, I mean, it was maybe a C+.
Oh, you also gave it a C, and you brought it in at a C+? Why would you bring a C+
material? Why would you turn that in?
Well, I'm just trying to make you guys feel, but I thought you guys didn't like it, so B-.
I said B+. Okay.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Mississippi. There were members of the Air Force. They were going on a training flight mission, and they had to fly to California. So they flew to California, and one guy's like, hey, can we land and pick up my BMW motorcycle? So they landed at Martha's Vineyard, had a motorcycle loaded on the thing.
Can't do that?
No, you're not supposed to land the Air Force aircraft just to pick up your personal motorcycle.
I know if you got, like, won that in a...
But I can see how it's like, dang, I got to pick up my bike. It's right here. We got this plane.
And it's like maybe he, like, wants a training exercise, and his bonus is he gets to pick up
right.
his bike.
Yeah, no one will know.
Yeah, we wouldn't have known if Lunchbox wouldn't have told us.
Oh, yeah, so they made a little 15-minute pit stop, and now they've been downgraded in their status in the Air Force.
Oh.
So you can't take a plane that you don't own and land it somewhere that you don't have permission to land it.
Right.
And pick up your personal item.
And then they made him take the motorcycle back to California on the plane.
Well, he had to take it back on the same plane?
Yep.
Well, that seems a little counterproductive. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, if you get a hangover, Lunchbox, what do you do?
Listen, I drink some Gatorade, but I don't really get hungover. Some people say you're supposed to take vitamins. I don't know why you take vitamins, but I feel bad for people that get hungover.
I guess you never got hangovers as much as you partied.
As much as I partied, I'd get up 8 a.m., go play soccer, no problem.
Like, genetically, you are blessed in that way.
Yes, there was something inside my body, my genes, did not allow hangovers.
Eddie, you got a hangover. Bad one. What do you do?
This is tough. I feel bad for most of America here because they don't have access to this. But when I was growing up, my dad would make menudo.
Oh,
on Sunday mornings.
Like a soup.
It's a Mexican soup with a stomach lining in it and a little bit of hominy corn. And, dude, I'm not joking when I tell you I've had the worst headache. But as soon as I had menudo, that bowl was empty. I'd be like, I feel good. I'm ready for a beer. Like, every Sunday, it was like magic.
So menudo.
Menudo is
your hangover remedy. Morgan, what about you now if you get a hangover?
Oh, I mean, well, I gotta like get it all out of my system, which typically involves some throwing up in the morning. Oh.
Do you throw up most mornings after you go hard?
Yeah, that's why I've stopped going hard because my hangovers are awful.
So if you get really drunk, you're just gonna you're gonna throw up the next
7 a.m. on the dot every
that's
time.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. You're the opposite of Lunchbox.
Yeah, literally. Wow.
You get severe. Okay, so what do you do?
So I'll get it all out of my system. Then about 1 o'clock, I'll order some really greasy food and just pump my body full of greasy carby food.
Are you just meeting? Bad with worse, and so
it's the only thing that would like soak up the rest that was remaining, and I'd start to feel better if I did that.
According to dietitians, the best thing for hangovers is
menudo.
No,
come on,
I didn't say dietitians from Mexico.
Oh, okay.
just straight up rehydrating. Period. Drink as much water or Gatorade as you absolutely can.
I don't know.
Like, no. These are.
I'm telling you, dude. Like, sometimes I won't.
Coconut water is a big one. They say.
Oh, I've never tried that.
That's really hydrating.
An electrolyte-rich beverage like coconut water, which is a great source of not only rehydration, but potassium. Mm-hmm. And then obviously electrolyte drink mixes. But they're like, just drink. Not alcohol, not beer, not hair of the dog.
Oh.
Drink.
I heard hair of the dog is the way to go, though.
But that's just getting drunk to save you from... Yeah. Then you have to deal with it eventually.
Correct. Yeah. It'll catch up.
That's just getting a credit card. That's just paying off a credit card with another credit card.
That's a great analogy.
So you don't want to do that. So there you go. That's that. Good luck, everybody. That's it. You guys have a great day. Luke Bryan on tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
On Twitter and Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
she's breathing right now? Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.